Business Radio, this is Donnie. 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。 Okay, so recently, social networking is really popular among young people, but right now, social networking is popular among boomers too. Social networking isn't only for the under 40s. More than 25% of Americans 50 years old and also older stay connected using sites such as Facebook, MySpace and Twitter, this kind of networking systems too. 那么我们这里呢谈到的就是社交网站，现在呢在国内很多的这个年轻人非常喜欢上社交网站，然后呢和朋友们来进行交流，在结交更多的朋友。那么在美国呢有一个调查显示，这个社交网站其实并不是40岁以下的人群的专利。那么在美国呢这个调查显示出，美国50岁以上的人群中呢，有超过25%的人在使用很多社交网站和外界保持联系。在50岁到64岁年龄的受访者当中呢，近一半的人呢表示他们能够熟练的使用网络。这份报告还称呢，最近的数据显示社交网站日益成为美国50岁以上人日常生活的一部分，尤其是婴儿潮时期出生的人。So the powerful lobbying group for older Americans said social networking is by far the most popular kind of lifestyles. Nearly a quarter of older Americans are onFacebook, and 73% said they use it to stay in touch with their relatives, but not use just their children and grandchildren. They are using the internet to keep up with the world and the people who are important to them. And she added that older adults also on Facebook to stay connected, not only with their families, but with their friends and peers. Almost 50% of older adults were introduced to the social networking sites by a family member, mainly a child or grandchild.那么我们来看看美国近1/4的年长人士呢使用 Facebook， 73%的人称呢他们通过该网站与亲友保持联系，但不仅是他们的儿女和孙辈。调查还显示说他们是通过互联网与外界及对于他们来说重要的人保持联系。他说呢，近一半以上的这个年长人士呢其实是由家人介绍进入社交网站的，尤其是自己的儿女或者是这个孙子辈的孩子们。那么报告指出，在50岁以上的受访者当中呢，仅有不到1/5的人称自己平时不上网。同时呢，像是83%的受访者听说像是苹果的 iPad， 11%的人都表示想买一台。主要是由于用于浏览网页呀、阅读新闻、杂志和书籍，以及分享照片、看电影和电视节目。Just under 1/5 of adults age 15 and are older say they do not use the internet, and the findings are based on the telephone survey of more than a thousand adults. In addition to keeping up on Facebook and Twitter, older adults are also aware of latest technology. Like 83% had heard about Apple iPad and 11% intended to buy one, mainly for browsing the web, reading news, magazines and books, and for sharing photos and watching movies and TV shows. Despite the popularity of internet among over 50s, print newspapers and magazines are still their preferred source for news. Only 1% they follow blogs.
那么其实尽管网络在50岁以上的人群当中呢是颇为流行的，但是像报纸、杂志这些传统的媒体呢，其实仍是他们媒介呢，其实仍是他们首选的消息来源。仅有1%的受访者呢称他们是关注别人的博客的。
Always have a young heart and then you can keep up with the trend. And here let's turn to another news. Parents spend more time with children than generations ago.
那么接下来呢我们来看看另外一条新闻。根据英国牛津大学的一个调查报告显示呢，现在的父母们呢和这个上一代人相比呢，陪在孩子们身边的时间明显增多了。
Parents are spending triple the amount of time with their children compared with a generation ago as middle classes try to give their offspring a head start in life. Men especially areSpending far more time with their children than their fathers did with them, spending 10 times the amount compared with 25 years ago. Meanwhile,
many working mothers in attempt to make up for working longer hours are caring for their children more dutifully.
那么其实相比于25年以前呢，像这个父亲和母亲双方其实都对孩子们这个付出呢更多了，比方说现在的父亲们呢更愿意花更多的时间，甚至是跟25年之前相比是十倍的时间来陪自己的孩子。那对于母亲来说呢，虽然现在的女性她们的工作的时间长了，但是她们负责孩子们的职责呢却更多了。
The research by a leading socialist at Oxford University suggests that many parents are as keen as possible to spend hands-on time with their children, going on culture trips or reading to them, whereas in the previous generations, many parents were more relaxed about children entertaining themselves.Dr. Sullivan, who analyzes tens of thousands of nationally respective time diaries kept by parents from 1975 to 2000, found fathers spent between 32 and 33 minutes a day on their children in 2000 compared with just 3 to 8 minutes on average in 1975. Mothers spentbetween 8 and 21 minutes a day on average on child care in 1975, and this rose to between 51 and 86 minutes in 2000. I think this is not only work for the United Kingdom, but also in China, we also see more parents stay more time with their children right now, and like they are the star in their family. The biggest change has been in fathers with a college education and above. They appear to be taking a greater interest in their children's cultural education. This behavior is prevalent among men with a high level of education attainment themselves. Also, more women are in full-time employment now than in 1975, when their work was more likely to be restricted to part-time. So that is another important factor in men taking a more hands-on role in childcare.
那么这个牛津大学的萨利文教授他说呢，跟过去相比最大的一个改变就是父亲们呢对孩子们的教育显得更加重视了，特别在文化教育方面父亲担起了很大的一部分责任。那么对于过去来讲呢，母亲们呢来说其实他们的这个工作时间加长了，原来呢很多都是 part-time job， 就是临时性的工作，但是现在呢一些全职的妈妈们呢也担负起了养家糊口的重要的任务，所以呢也导致了现在父亲们在孩子们这个心中的地位同时在他们生活中的地位也加强了。
So Dr. Sullivan also said, I also think parents as a whole are putting more into child care because of concerns about them working. It means when they are with their children, they are more likely to be aware of their responsibilities for sharing quality time together, such as reading to them and taking them out. And in 2000, women with an education over GCSE or zero level standards spent 86 minutes a day looking after their children, while those with just a zero level and the GCSE spent 60 minutes, and those without qualification spent 51 minutes. Yeah, so this is the phenomenon right now in this generation, and that's...share with you a little bit of experience with Harvard University's. And the traditional approach to onboarding, sitting your new hire down with a stack of reading or a series of trainings, doesn't do much to explain how the organization truly functions. Talk these three steps to help your new hire understand how work gets done and what he can do to add immediate value.
那么接下来呢，我们来看看这个哈佛商学院的一个这个老师呢建议，就是怎么样能够使这个刚入职的员工有出色的表现。他给了三个这个答案，三部曲。第一个就是 start early.
Onboarding starts with hiring. During interviews, expose all candidates to the organization's culture. Don't oversell your company. Be honest about who you are and how you work. Second one.Introduce him to the right people. Identify key stakeholders that your new hire needs to know. Broker early introductions so that they can begin building relationships right away. Last one, get him working. This shouldn't be a sink or a swim approach. Put him on projects where he is supported by others and can start contributing right away. All right, and now let's move on to today's business. 接下来呢，我们来听听财经资讯。First one, Egypt to among fastest growing IT economies.This is according to a report. 根据项报告指出呢，埃及是 IT 领域成长最快的国家之一。Egypt's spending on information technology will reach $2.1 billion by 2014, making it one of the fastest growing IT economies in the world, state-run MENA news agency reported recently. According to a research study issued by Business Monitor International, Egypt's IT spending will grow from $1.3 billion at a compound annual growth rate of 12% due to the economic recovery, higher incomes and newhardware and software upgrade cycles. Egypt has one of the most established and developed IT infrastructures in the Middle East and North Africa, and is a lucrative sector for international companies looking to expand their presence in the region. Next one. Bangladesh cell phone users hit 58.36 million in May. 5月份孟加拉国手机用户达到5836万。The total number of Bangladesh cell phone users reached 58.36 million at the end of May 2010, with around 235% growth in the first 5 months subscription against that in the same period a year ago, telecom regulator said recently. With 5.93 million new subscribers generated to May period this year, according to the Bangladesh Telecommunication Regulatory Commission data, the number of total users at the end of the last month in the country reached 58.36 million, over 36% of Bangladesh population, which stands at around 162 million. Of total new users so far this year, the BTRC data showed South Asian's country 6 cell phone operators sold 2 million new connections in May, 1.66 million in April, 380,000 in March, 490,000 connections in February, and 1.4 million connections in January. The BTRC data showed the number of subscribers of the 6 cell phone operators, Grameenphone, Banglalink, Robi, CityCell, Teletalk, and the Worried at the end of the May was this year stood at 25.55 million, 15.59 million, 10.96 million, 1.99 million, 1.19 million, and 3.08 million respectively. And that was today's good news. And now let's take a break. Listen to a song by One Republic, All This Time.
Take all the time lost.
And that was all this time by One Republic. Now let's move on to BBC Learning English.
I think a trip on the river is absolutely essential for any visitor to London, especially if you're interested in learning more about the language and the culture. On our river
That's Ian Fife, Marketing Director of Bartol London, talking to us on a catamaran cruiser on the River Thames. I'm Lily.
Hi, 你好吗？我是孙晨。让我们今天乘坐那种大型的游船畅游泰晤士河 catamaran cruise.
If you look at the postcard from London, you will notice that a lot of the main attractions in the capital city are along the river.
That's true. 伦敦泰晤士河的两岸到处都是拥有悠久历史的名胜古迹和英国著名的标志性建筑。
Ian Fife is the Director of Marketing and Sales with the catamaran cruises company Bartol London.
The advantage with catamaran cruisers is that our boats are glass crowned, so you get absolutely the best views whatever the weather may be. And with London being built around the river, the best way to explore and to see the main attractions of London is to come down and take a trip on the Thames. And catamaran cruisers is a specialist since 1969 in taking visitors through London on the Thames on beautifully glass-crowned boats.
The advantage is that all the boats are glass-crowned.
这种游览泰晤士河的好处就是啊，所有的船都是玻璃点。Advantage, glass crowned.
These beautifully glass crowned boats will give you the best views whatever the weather may be.
Whatever 用在这儿呢，是为了中毒，意思就是甭管外面的天气怎么样。
So what are the famous landmark buildings you can see from the boat? Here's Ian again.
We cover the main interesting area of London, which is the most historic area. So on our riverboats, you will see, for example, the Houses of Parliament with the very famous tower containing Big Ben, as well as, of course, one of London's newest attractions, which is the London Eye, which is the wheel that we have here in London. And then as we go down the Thames, we pass other historic sites, including St. Paul's Cathedral and the remade Shakespeare's Globe Theatre, which was built exactly as they did in the 1500s, and then down to the world famous Tower of London, and of course Tower Bridge, the very famous bridge in London that opens to let the tall ships through.
在游船上看到的著名景观可真是不少啊。
Yes, the Houses of Parliament.
议会大厦。
Big Ben.
大本钟。
The London Eye, or the Wheel.
伦敦眼。
St. Paul's Cathedral.
圣保罗大教堂。
The remade Shakespeare's Globe Theatre.
重建的莎士比亚环球剧场。
And the famous Tower of London.
著名的伦敦塔。
Tower Bridge, the bridge that opens to let the tall ship through.
就是那种能一开一合的著名的伦敦塔桥。
And you can take a lot of photos, can
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely. One of the loveliest things about the river is, of course, that the attractions are built around the river. So once you're on the river travelling through London, you get beautiful views of the buildings, and you have lots and lots of opportunities to stand and have your photograph taken as you pass them by. So you can get a very unique angle of view, for example, standing in front of the Tower of London, which just wouldn't be possible from the land, or perhaps as you go underneath one of London's many historic bridges, you can get a photograph of yourself, and then there are the beautiful cityscapes across St. Paul's, or perhaps looking at the Tate Modern. We also, on the boats, we do also have souvenir photographers on board. It's so popular that we actually provide photographers on board to help people.
You get a unique angle taking photographs that just wouldn't be possible from the land.
A unique angle, 独特的角度。
I would like to draw your attention to the use of prepositions in this clip, as they can be difficult for Chinese learners of English. Let's look at them one by one.
在什么之上?
On the river.
在河上。那 through.
Traveling through London.
贯穿伦敦。In front of.
In front of the Tower of London.
在伦敦塔前。Underneath.
Underneath one of the bridges.
在大桥下边 ，in front of。
In front of the Tower of London。
在伦敦塔前 ，across。
The skyscapes across St. Paul's。
从圣保罗大教堂看到的城市风光。那 Lady， 你觉得这种游览伦敦的方式感觉好吗
？It's fabulous and most enjoyable。Ian said that he would recommend it to every visitor to London, especially if you are interested in the English language.
And we'll leave you with this clip from Ian, and see you next time.
See you!
I think a trip on the river is absolutely essential for any visitor to London, especially if you're interested in learning more about the language and the culture. On our river cruises, we have our captains offering a commentary in English, and they will fill you in on lots of very interesting pieces of information that you wouldn't realize about the history of London and the history of some of her buildings.
Okay, and that was today's BBC Learning English, and now let's move on to Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Courage. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King, Jr. The excited sound of seventh grade laughter and voices tumbled down the hallway as the students filed into the gym. I scanned the room, searching for my friends, and soon spotted them near the door to the restroom. I weaved my way through the mass of people and sat down next to my best friend, Lauren. "So, what exactly are we doing here?" she questioned. "Well, according to Mrs. Marks, we're supposed to be listening to a speaker about bullying, peer pressure, and put-downs." I said this somewhat sarcastically, because the entire year, our grade had been lectured over and over again on these topics. We were earning the reputation as the worst class in the school, which is not a reputation that my friends nor I were particularly proud of. As our science teacher stood in front of the entire grade level, attempting to get our attention, my friends and I sat back, prepared to sit through another monotonous speech full of harsh remarks about kids these days, and your maturity level when you put someone down is no greater than that of an 8-year-old. But as soon as she started talking, I snapped to attention. She had this way about her, as if she knew how to reach into our minds and souls and make us think. And for once, I actually began to think about what it was she was preaching about. I thought about all the kids who came to school every day, despite knowing that they would have to face cruel comments and sneering faces all day long. One boy in particular came to mind. Every day, this boy came to first hour late, and I suspected it was because he needed to get medicine from the nurse. But this didn't stop the kids in the class from making fun of him. They punched him in the shoulder and said, "Hey man, where have you been?" And then another would add, "How's that girlfriend of yours? Oh sorry, we forgot. You don't have a girlfriend. You only have boyfriends." This harassment would continue until the teacher cut in, forcing the boys to stop. But it was too late. It always was. The boy would put his head down on his desk in shame. The worst, though, was when he tried to retaliate. His attackers only laughed and continued the cruelty until the entire room was laughing at his expense. As I sat in the auditorium, absorbing everything the speaker had to say, thoughts of this poor boy crept into my head. I sighed, thinking how sorry I felt for him, not that there was anything I could do. I turned back to the speaker and listened intently to her words of wisdom. "Now, before I leave today, I would like to give everyone here an opportunity to say anything he or she wants to on the subject of bullying or peer pressure. You may apologize to a friend, thank someone for his or her kindness, anything. And this is the one time I can promise that no one, but no one, will laugh at you." The stillness in the room made me believe her. Suddenly, I saw a few hands raise tentatively in the air behind me. One girl wanted to apologize to a friend she had been ignoring recently. Another thanked a boy for his kindness when she slipped on the steps the other day. It was then that my moment of courage happened. The speaker called on me, and with shaking hands and clammy palms, I began to talk. "What you said today really made sense. I know that it's true because I see it every day in class. There is one person who is always made fun of. It doesn't matter why. It could be the way he looks, talks, or even takes notes." My voice shook. "I think that everyone here has made fun of him at one time or another. I know I have. And now I really regret it. To us, it may just be a game, but to him, it must hurt. And I think, Well, I think we need to stop. Scared of my classmates' reaction, I felt like the silence that followed lasted forever. But then, soft clapping started in the front of the room, quickly spreading through the entire crowd. By the time I looked up, the soft pitter-patter had turned into a thunderous roar of applause. I had voiced something that everyone was feeling. Later on that day, the boy whom I had been talking about came up to me privately and said thank you. I noticed from that day on, people began to treat him a little better. The teasing stopped, and people greeted him in the halls with a friendly, "Hi." It was those little, everyday things that I noticed, and I'm sure he noticed them too. Ruth Ann Sapisa.
And that was today's Chicken Soup for the Soul, provided by Anhui SciTech Publishing House. Hope you like today's English evening. We're going to wrap today's English by a song by Leona Lewis, Yesterday. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
欢迎来到库皮经济学，今日茶点：狗骨理论 （Dogs of the Dow Theory）。狗骨理论是美国基金经理奥西金斯提出的，没精力、没能力钻研股市的投资人，只要买进道琼斯工业指数中股息率最高的十只股票，再根据十强榜单每年刷新换仓，就能跑赢大盘。1975年到1999年，狗骨理论的投资回报高达18%，市场平均水平只有3%。
瑞士伊波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴，瑞士伊波路表。